Hello everyone, and thank you for inviting me to your class. My name's Dinesh, and I'm going to tell you why I think that the human race should increase its research into space travel. I know there are the doubters, those for instance, who argue that it is a waste of money that could be better spent elsewhere, or those who think we could just use robots. I know that robots are cheaper, better, and faster. You don't have to bring them down. And if something does go wrong, the only cost is money. But they can't do everything. There are times when only humans can do something. I am not in this for the dream. That is a common argument, of course. People argue that we should go into space because we want to dream, to soar, and to be inspired. What intrigues me about spaceflight is all the possibilities, everything that can be done for humanity. I'd like to take inspiration, too, from something that President John F. Kennedy said. We choose to go to the moon and do the other things not because they are easy, but because they are hard. In tackling hard things in space, my view is that we will benefit mankind here on Earth to an extent that cannot be achieved in any other way. Exploration within space has already spawned many new inventions, including non-stick frying pans and Velcro. Travel to other worlds for an extended period of time will require technology in the field of medicine. The long flights and shortage of space will require equipment and know-how that can repair bone damage, strengthen and reinforce muscles, properly distribute necessary bodily fluids, replace irreparably damaged organs, and defend the astronauts from radiation. Think of how useful that technology could be, and will be, back here on our planet. Then, there are the problems in the area of energy. If astronauts can use highly portable power grids and self-sustaining habitats, why can't we apply the same technology after it has been proven to build smarter, more efficient cities with smaller energy footprints and fewer energy demands? You see, when something new is tried out, it is usually tried out in isolation. But in space projects, lots of things have to be tried out together. And that opens up marvelous opportunities. Missions beyond our world offer us a rare chance to assemble and try out many new technologies and new ideas all at once. Imagine having all the experts and labs involved working together at the same time. Projects with the potential to revolutionize infrastructure, communication, and medicine can be trialed faster, on a smaller and much more affordable scale than in massive case studies taking many years. Instead of approaching those in charge of hospitals, cities, and national affairs with proposals to try out something brand new, you could approach them with already proven and tested technology that's far more likely to be adopted and tested for much larger application. There are other possibilities, of course. Perhaps there is a planet far off that grows plants that can cure horrible diseases. Or perhaps there is a planet and its moons suitable for human life, in case the Earth becomes uninhabitable. Perhaps we shall encounter a new race that is more advanced in technology than humans and would be willing to help. And there are all the discoveries out there that we shall know nothing about unless we explore. Anything is possible. I think we should know what is out there for the benefit of mankind here on Earth. Hello everyone, and thank you for inviting me to your class. My name's Dinesh, and I'm going to tell you why I think that the human race should increase its research into space travel. I know there are the doubters, those for instance, who argue that it is a waste of money that could be better spent elsewhere, or those who think we could just use robots. I know that robots are cheaper, better, and faster. You don't have to bring them down. And if something does go wrong, the only cost is money. But they can't do everything. There are times when only humans can do something. I am not in this for the dream. That is a common argument, of course. People argue that we should go into space because we want to dream, to soar, and to be inspired. What intrigues me about spaceflight is all the possibilities, everything that can be done for humanity. I'd like to take inspiration, too, from something that President John F. Kennedy said. We choose to go to the moon and do the other things not because they are easy, but because they are hard. In tackling hard things in space, my view is that we will benefit mankind here on Earth to an extent that cannot be achieved in any other way. Exploration within space has already spawned many new inventions, including non-stick frying pans and Velcro. Travel to other worlds for an extended period of time will require technology in the field of medicine. The long flights and shortage of space will require equipment and know-how that can repair bone damage, strengthen and reinforce muscles, properly distribute necessary bodily fluids, replace irreparably damaged organs, and defend the astronauts from radiation. Think of how useful that technology could be, and will be, back here on our planet. Then, there are the problems in the area of energy. If astronauts can use highly portable power grids and self-sustaining habitats, why can't we apply the same technology after it has been proven to build smarter, more efficient cities with smaller energy footprints and fewer energy demands? You see, when something new is tried out, it is usually tried out in isolation. But in space projects, lots of things have to be tried out together, and that opens up marvelous opportunities. Missions beyond our world offer us a rare chance to assemble and try out many new technologies and new ideas all at once. Imagine having all the experts and labs involved working together at the same time. Projects with the potential to revolutionize infrastructure, communication, and medicine can be trialed faster, on a smaller and much more affordable scale than in massive case studies taking many years. Instead of approaching those in charge of hospitals, cities, and national affairs with proposals to try out something brand new, you could approach them with already proven and tested technology that's far more likely to be adopted and tested for much larger application. There are other possibilities, of course. Perhaps there is a planet far off that grows plants that can cure horrible diseases. Or perhaps there is a planet and its moons suitable for human life, in case the Earth becomes uninhabitable. Perhaps we shall encounter a new race that is more advanced in technology than humans and would be willing to help. And there are all the discoveries out there that we shall know nothing about unless we explore. Anything is possible. I think we should know what is out there for the benefit of mankind here on Earth.